Coming. Hey, come in. It must be quite hot in that armor. Plus, it being all black probably doesn't help. I didn't think you would come here straight after training. Yeah, just leave your armor on the table. Let's head to the living room. Sorry for troubling you. I just really wanted to talk to you. Actually, there is something on my mind. Shut up! I know I can tell you anything. It's just hard, okay? Just give me a second. Am I mad at you? No, what do you mean? I usually just punch you when I'm angry or sad. Do you want me to? 'Cause I could punch you in the gut right here now that your armor is all off. Look, it's just hard to talk about this. I've wanted to talk about this for a long time, but it's just difficult, okay? Why? Because it's about you. Look, I was just thinking about all the good times we've had. Ever since we promised to stay with each other no matter what, you've always been there for me. You being a demon and constantly hanging out with an angel looked pretty weird, but all of my memories with you are amazing. All the times you had to defend me when the other demons would talk about my body, telling them to back off. All the times I had to tell people that you weren't capturing me when you would drag me by my wrist through crowds. Of course I remember. The look on my captain's face when he saw the two of us out was priceless. Can't blame him, though. Seeing your superior out with a demon commander must have been pretty shocking. It looked like he wanted to say something, but he couldn't because of who we were. Also, being as young as we are, I'm guessing the old man didn't like me too much already. Anyways, I was thinking of all that we've been through and all that we've helped each other through. You are incredible, and you mean so much to me. I know I mean a lot to you too, but I mean that in more than one way. What I'm saying is, I think of you as more of a friend, and I have for so long. All of our friends always say that we should just date already after our late nights, just talking until 3 or 4 a.m. And sometimes, even though I say that it'll never happen, I wish I could have just told you that I've always wanted you. For years, I've talked about my friends and how they would ramble on about their boyfriends or girlfriends, and I realized all the stuff they do, we do, on a regular basis. Accompanying each other to the city to buy clothes, listening to each other vent about work and life in general, eating our meals together every chance we can. Ever since all my friends started getting partners, I've read into every little thing you've done. Every time you invite me out to eat, every time we went to the theater together, every time you grab my hand when I almost fall, and every time you just look at me and smile. I can't get you off my mind. Whenever I go out, I wish you were there with me. And every time I felt even remotely left out because I didn't have a man, I remembered I had you. What do I mean? You really are dense. What I'm saying is, I love you. I always have. But I could never tell if you did too, and I was so scared I would lose you. I could never really tell what you were thinking, and the thought of my selfish needs ruining our friendship terrified me. Even now, you could just tell me to get out. You could just tell me you've had a girlfriend this whole time. Not like I would care. I just wanted you to know. I love you. And if you don't love me back, that would be okay. An angel and a demon would never be able to be together anyway. You can just leave if you want. Did you just kiss me? Does that mean you feel the same? Gods, even after you kissed me, I can't tell if that was because you wanted me to stop talking, or you love me too. Both? You're such an asshole. I've imagined this for so long. How many times have I told you? Yes, we angels are allowed to think about stuff like that. Angels are allowed to do a lot more than people think. Tons of angels masturbate and have sex and all that good stuff. As a matter of fact, I've touched myself thinking about this. By the gods, that's embarrassing to say, but I know I've thought about doing a lot more than kissing with you. So, you want to go to my room? Now, let me help you get that shirt off. Goodness, you are so damn hot. Last time I saw you like this was so long ago, and you really have grown since then. Your scars, the marks of your battles across your chest and abs. No, I don't mind. I have scars of my own anyways. Yeah, kiss my neck like that. Let me get my shirt off. Just don't laugh when you see my body. I have grown since we were kids when you saw me last, after all. I know my tits aren't the biggest, but I hope they're enough. I even wore this special white lace bra when I decided I would confess this time. Do you like it? You probably think I'm gross. What kind of woman has huge scars across her stomach? You what? You think I'm beautiful? Lay down. I need to be on top of you. Let me get my pants off. I'm so wet, and I don't want to ruin this nice pair of panties. To be honest, though, they were already ruined the second you kissed me. Oh, sorry. The wings are kind of hard to control when angels are really happy. I'll just put them away. What? You want me to keep them out? I didn't think you would want to be reminded that you're about to have sex with an angel, seeing as all of your previous girls were demons or humans. All of them have been girls with huge tits and asses with long flowing hair, whereas I have short hair and pretty small curves. What? Okay, of all things you've told me, this is one that I don't believe. You're trying to tell me that you're still a virgin? That is really hard to believe. I mean, you're so good looking and have so many friends around you that constantly tell me how much they want to have sex with you. This is a little hard to believe, man. Not to mention, you're a demon general. Don't demons, like, feed off of sex? So, you turn down all of them because you're in love with me? Aww. Angels do really have the completely wrong idea about demons if they're all as sweet as you. Let me get your pants off. It would be unfair if I'm the only one without clothes on. You're already so hard under your undergarments. Can I feel it over for a bit? I just really want to feel your dick. I've waited so long for this. Fuck. It's so warm. I can feel it pulsing under my hand. Oh, did your horns just pop out? No, no, don't put them away. I've always loved them. They're really cute. What? It's my turn. What do you... Hey, hey! Oh, God, I love it when you rub my thighs. Take off my panties. I'm so wet for you. I need you to touch my pussy. You better make up for making it so wet. God, your fingers feel so good. I've always imagined you touching me like this, but I never imagined it feeling this good. Yeah, touch my clit. You feel so good. You feel incredible, baby. Yeah, curl your fingers inside of me. Fuck. You feel amazing. Hey, why'd you stop? Your tongue feels so good. Teasing my clit with your fingers while your tongue reaches inside me. Don't stop, baby. No, I love running my fingers over your short horns as you eat me out. Oh, fuck, I love you. Feeling you squeeze between my thighs. This is so fucking hot. You're so hungry for my pussy, aren't you, baby? Oh, God, you're going faster. Oh, I'm getting so close. Keep going, baby. Yeah. Oh, fuck, my pink little pussy feels so good. Your tongue is so deep. I'm gonna come if you keep up that speed. I'm close. Keep going. I'm coming. I'm coming. Fuck. You're really good at that. I'd never come that hard in my life. Lay back down. I want to taste you next. Now, let's see what you've been hiding from me this entire time. Wow, your manhood is bigger than I thought. I assumed it was big, but this looks incredible. Can I touch it? Okay, I'll just wrap my fingers around it, and... It feels so good in my hand. Do you like it when I tease the head with my fingers? Baby. Okay, I'm going to use my mouth now. Sorry if I don't really know what I'm doing. I'm really just guessing. Gods, I love how you taste. Do you like seeing your pure little angel do such a dirty thing with your manhood? taking it deep in my mouth and swirling my tongue around your thick shaft. Seeing your childhood friend pleasure you so willingly must make you thrum. Okay, I can't take this anymore. I need to feel you inside me. Let me just get on top of you. There, is that okay? I'm just gonna grind on you. Okay, I'm ready. I'm putting it in. No, no, it's okay. I'm okay. It just stings a little bit. I felt much worse before. Kiss me while I get used to it. I just love the feeling of being so close to you. We're finally one. After all these years, you're finally mine. Okay, I'm gonna start moving. Oh, you feel so good inside me. Oh, I feel like I'm going crazy. It just feels so fucking good. My hips are moving on their own. I'm impaling my hot pink cut on your huge rod. I'm speeding up. I can't stop. Even though I just came, it felt like I could come 100 more times on this fucking cock. Do you like it when I brush my feathers across your chest? I love you so much, baby. Oh, please. Oh, your cock throbbed when I touched your horns. Does that feel good? No, that's nothing to be embarrassed about. I want you to feel as good as you make me. Here, I'll start rubbing your horns again as I ride you. God, your cock is even harder. Yes. Yes, you're hitting me so fucking deep. Baby, you're stirring up my insides. I can feel you so fucking deep. Your eyes, they turned red. What are you... Yes, yes, yes. Thrust back into me like that. God, you're so hot. Thrust into me. Hit my deepest parts. Meet my hips as I bounce on your manhood. I can feel something building up again. Oh God, I'm going to come on this beautiful cock. This is my cock now. And I want you to come deep in my pussy. This pussy that belongs to you. To you now. All for you. Come with me. Come deep inside me. Make a mess and mark inside. Claim me as yours. Don't worry. I blessed your beautiful cock with a protection spell. You won't get me pregnant. I can feel your hot seed deep inside me. I love it so much. I can feel complete with your cum deep in my body. Let me get off of you. Hold me. I'll put away my wings. We're sweaty and it's hot, but I don't care. I love you. I'm completely yours. And you're mine. I could stay like this forever. Your chest is the perfect pillow. You are perfect. Huh? No, nothing's wrong. I'm really happy. I've loved you for so long. This all feels like a dream. I've never been happier. You know, for years I have been worried about what others would think. And for years, I would tell myself that the most important thing was defending the world. But I was never happy when it wasn't with you. But now all I care about is spending the rest of my life with you. I love you. I love you. I love you. My honey, my darling, my baby, my man, mine. You're my best friend and my lover, and I wouldn't have it any other way. All these years, I've wanted this. I could fall asleep right now, and that did get kind of intense. Please, hold me as we fall asleep. Promise to be here when I wake up? Okay. Good night, baby. I love you.